prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and it is Wednesday, 18 May, 2022, and welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're expecting it online any minute now. Dr. Judy Mikovits, I hope something hasn't happened, because she was definitely confirmed, and she's not one to break appointments, so I just pray nothing's wrong. That's the main thing, but we'll see what happens. We'll try to get her on. Don't forget, tomorrow is Thursday, Lord willing, and we'll be in office tomorrow between 9 and 4. I'll be here to take phone calls. Love to talk to y'all. And I know sometimes it probably comes across as being rude because I got to go, got calls coming in, but I like to at least say hi to you. And anybody out there listening to this program, whether it's been one day or 20 years, and you listen, and you never called and said hi to us, why don't you do that tomorrow? 9 to 4 Eastern. If you don't have long distance, you can call us toll free at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. If you do have long distance, you can save us some money if you call us on our toll number, 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. I wish you'd call and talk to us. Now, Chris will not be here tomorrow. She won't be able to fill orders, but I'll have Shannon here to help me a little bit. She'll be able to take your calls and take your orders, and we'll have them placed in next week, if y'all don't mind, if that's okay. So we'll be here tomorrow, though, to do what we can to help any way possible, all right? And don't forget, this coming Saturday, 10:30 a.m., we're going into our Bible studies. At 10:30, of course, will be our prayer time, prayer request time, and praise time. And we want to do that. We want to give testimonies and praise our Father for his goodness that he's given us every day. So join us at 10:30 this coming Saturday morning, Eastern time, if you can. And 11:30, we'll go into current events. A lot of news to cover. And, you know, the last couple of times I've used current events with scripture and prophecies and showed you how this has been fulfilled in the Bible. But this week, we're going to do just current events. Then at 1 o'clock, we're going to do, from 1 to 2, we'll do the Bible study. This one, I think, we want that everybody will want to hear, because it's something we all seek for. And in this world, it's very hard to find any kind of permanent income in search of peace. In search of peace. And I think you'll find this very important with what's happening in the world today, folks. I know all of us had troubles in our hearts from time to time because of what's happening. So join us if you can. Now, if you can go online and go to Pastor Butch .com and click on live stream, there will be. If you can't, you're welcome. Please call us, listen on the phone line at 339-209-5013. I do hope you try to join us if at all possible. And don't ever be afraid to call in and share your thoughts with us. That's what we're there for, folks. This is not my ball game. This is our team playing together. I love to have your input, your questions, your comments. I really mean that. I've been on the radio going on 30 years. That's a long time on the radio. But it's never been really my broadcast. I'm just a servant here, just as you are. So your opinion, your thoughts do matter. And I mean that. You folks are the reason why we're here. We're trying to glorify our Father in heaven, but you're the one to keep making this possible. So don't forget that. You're welcome to call anytime during the program or during Bible study or whatever. Don't forget, we're offering a special. I'm going to offer for another week. You know, but they'll be going off before you know it. At the end of the month, it's going to be here. Offering a special in the book that I recommend everybody that is adult enough to understand the truth and will accept it and search it out for themselves. Make sure that you're reading the truth. The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America. $15, folks, is a little book that you're going to have and share with your friends and family. You need to share it. And the one that we're offering, too, that Phil put together on silent weapons for quiet wars, 100 and some pages of a book copied out on 8.5 by 11 sheets, and a teaching he did goes along with that, 2-hour DVD, and also a teaching I did a couple weeks before that entitled The Beast, The Mark, and The Great Reset, another 2-hour DVD, are all available. Again, $15 for all that. And no, we're not going to get in the head in that one penny, but we're donating our resources, some folks, to get the resources out to you. So you make copy and share with your friends. And we'll be in the office tomorrow if you want to call and order your REM sleep, vitamin, toothpaste, mouthwash, straws, Carnivite, whatever you want. We'll be able to take your orders tomorrow, and then Crystal will get them out of here next Thursday. So please, Crystal's on vacation on the beach. She's enjoying herself, I'm sure. I know she is. She sent me a couple pictures, and she's enjoying herself on the beach, and this young lady has earned it. She really has. So anyway, our guests, we'll not be able to get a hold of our guests. I know Todd's going to keep trying to get a hold of Dr. Judy. I don't know what could have happened. I know that she was planning on being here, and these things just happen. Sometimes things come up that we don't expect, and who knows what could be. The last time she was supposed to be on, she was caught in an airport. There was a flight delay. She couldn't do the program then, so rescheduling. This happened. We'll see what happens. She's a very, very busy lady. So tonight is going to be open phone lines starting right now. I don't have anything specific to say to you tonight. I want you to share your thoughts with me. Let's have a two-way conversation tonight. This doesn't happen. I don't know the last time it's happened that I've said, come on, talk to me right now. It's been months, years. I don't know what it's been. But I want you to please, if you would, pick up the phone right now and call me at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. What's on your mind tonight? What do you want to share? You have a prayer request or praise report? Tonight is your chance to speak to the world. Yes, folks, people listen all over the world to this broadcast. It's amazing to me also, believe me. But it's such an honor that they do, and I pray we're a blessing to them. So if you're listening anywhere in the world tonight, call us, 844-769-2944. We want to hear from you, and I'm going to get my little switch here ready to go. Whenever Todd texts me and says somebody's on, I'm going to bring you right up. And if you don't call tonight, I can't help it because it's all yours tonight, okay? I want tonight to be a night for you to share what's on your mind and what your thoughts are about anything you want to talk about. There's no point discussing so many things you hear all the time, and we know what's going on with the economy. It's getting worse, and we have Washington State, and Washington State is running out of gas in some service stations, but while the pumps are down, they're adding another digit to the price on the pump so they can go up to $10 without any problem on the pump. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that They're already preparing for $10 gas. I don't like to hear that, but that's a fact, folks. Is it going to happen? I don't know. But I didn't think in my lifetime I'd ever see over $5 gas either. So anyway, let's start with the sister Jan in Iowa. Jan is always here with us. Jan, welcome. How you doing?
Hi, Pastor. Yes, I'm proof that you'll talk to us,
anyone. You're right, yeah.
He don't bite.
No, I don't bite, Tom.
He really doesn't. No.
I don't bite.
Did you see the video I sent you of that little 11-year-old?
I did. That was so sweet.
Heaven got her, yeah.
And that was
so
sweet.
She just told him so smoothly where to find what she was talking about in the Bible. And she told him at the end, if you think the counselors you got are worth having, then maybe you need God.
Amen. I mean, she told like it is.
We need more of those kids.
We need adults with that kind of courage.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. But just right there. She didn't say a bad word about anybody.
No, she didn't. She spoke up, told the truth, and testified and honored Christ all the way through it. She really did.
Yes, she did. People need to look at that one. What else do you want to talk about, Pastor?
Well, that's up to you. That's up to you. You go and show it to your mind, and then we'll go from you. We'll go to Joe and some others. You go ahead.
Well, that's what was on my mind. That made my day.
All right.
There she is. There's one of the remnants.
Amen. And 11 years old. 11 years old.
Yes, 11 years old.
That is phenomenal.
And those were her, people who were in charge of it. That's the school board.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are people high up in her school. They could make it really tough on her. And she just stood right there and had no fear.
If time goes on, she stands your ground. I think she'll make a powerful warrior for Christ. I really do.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you, Jan, for being there, as always.
You're welcome. We will talk to you tomorrow. And
okay.
If not, you'll hear from me Saturday.
All right, I'll see you there. Okay, talk to you soon. And folks, we're going to get another call, but I want to share one more headline in between calls here, if you don't mind. These things I'm sharing are hard to believe, but they're true. Victoria, Australia prohibits people from growing their own food. Yeah, that's right. It's called the Agriculture Legislation Amendment Bill 2022. It's had a second reading in Parliament, and they're going to outlaw people growing their own food. And New Zealand, if you haven't had your COVID shot before June 1st of this year, next month, you'll face a $15,000 fine or 6 months in jail, in prison. That's a free world for you, folks. It's happening all over the world, not just here. Let's go to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in.
Thank you, Butch. It's something that's been on my mind a lot. And I did a teaching on this just this week called Two Kingdoms, Two Gods. People are not aware of how much of a spiritual war we're having.
No, they're not.
We are at war, and the Christians need to wake up and realize we are at war.
And
it's
Joe,
not a
and
war.
One thing I've said many times, you heard me say it, everything we see happening in the flesh initiated in the spiritual side. You know that. Everything.
Oh, definitely. I mean, everything that goes on in our life has been motivated by Satan.
Yeah, or the Holy Spirit. Anything, whether it's good or evil, it manifests in your spirit. That's where it starts. Out of the heart, is where it comes from, and that's your spirit. So, absolutely, we got to accept that fact that evil works come out of the heart, and for the Holy Spirit and goodness of the heart, the good works come forth. Go ahead.
Oh, definitely. And the war that we are in, it is actually, even though it's a spiritual war, we have Satan's kingdom and God's kingdom fighting between each other. But we are the pawn, not the pawn, but we are the, let's say, the soldiers of those kingdoms. Now, if we're for God's kingdom, we are soldiers for Him. And
that's
we
right.
need to be out there in force doing what we can do. Now, a lot of people who are not of Christ, they're in Satan's kingdom. They're also warriors doing just for him what he wants them to do.
And people don't realize this, Joe. There's no in-between kingdom. You're either on Christ or with Satan. And you might say, they're really good people and they're moral people. I'm sorry. That doesn't cut it, does it?
No, it doesn't cut it. And that leads me to the next thing I'll be teaching higher next week is... It's called Two Gods, Two Destinies. And, you have your choice. We can stand in the middle of the road and think that, well, we don't have to serve God, Yahweh or Satan, Lucifer. We don't have to serve them. We can do our own thing. But what did God say to Eve in the garden?
Yep.
You can become like gods.
And what did Joshua tell people? Choose ye this day whom you will serve?
Yes, the gods of the Amorites or the gods... In whose land you dwell.
That's
As
right.
For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Very
Amen.
Good verse. And, people don't realize that now we have two kingdoms, we have two destinies, We have two gods, one with a big G, one with a little G, and there's no middle of the road.
No.
One or the other. We have to choose.
And we do have to choose, and I'll say this, and I'll let you finish up talking, but there's one thing, that good people, I mean, I know people that are real, will say good moral people, they don't steal, they don't lie, they don't do these things, but they never accepted Christ as Savior. So basically what they're trusting is their own works. They're good. They're trying to live right, mm-hmm. and that's great. That's wonderful. But that isn't what takes you to Christ at all, folks. You are a kind of your own God then. You're hoping that what you do will save your soul. But it's only by the grace of Christ it happens. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, and those same people are lying because they're trusting the lies to the mind. Satan makes you think his thoughts are yours, so you believe them. Now you're opening doors for demonic spirits to harass, torment, or possess. And there's a lot, and you're right, there's a lot of good people out there, good moral people, but they don't know Christ.
I agree.
But they are living, and not even aware how much of a lie that they are living. And they're living a lie that, well, I can be a good moral person. I don't need Jesus Christ. I don't fornicate. I don't commit adultery. I don't do anything. But Jesus said, if you break one of my commandments, you broke all 10 of them. And
that's
the law
right.
still applies today as it did then. We need to think about, all of us, and myself included, who are we going to choose? As you quoted Isaiah 24, choose this day whom you're going to serve. We need to all think about our daily lives. Butch, I'm not a perfect man. I know there's sin in my life. And I used to be a part of a denomination at one time that said, well, if you can do this thing in the Holy Spirit, you can't sin anymore. That's a lie from the pits of hell, too. So, you know, we got to all say, and look at ourselves, our inward selves. We are a garbage can, but God is merciful.
Amen.
He is so merciful. I can't even fathom his mercy, because I am not worthy of anything.
No, our mind can go there. And thanks for being there, Joe. Appreciate it. I guess I'll see you Saturday.
Oh, you definitely will. Lord willing,
right.
We'll be there.
Yeah, have a good one. Talk
you
to you
too.
Soon. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
All right, let's go next to Wisconsin. Talk to our brother Dino. Dino, come on in.
Amen, amen to Brother Joe there, but wow, those scriptures are right on, because you know the verses, friend. It says, a double-minded man and woman is evil in all their ways. When you're on the fence, people, walking in the middle of the road, you are double-minded and it's
unstable. You're unstable.
Yeah.
You're unstable. Double-minded, you're unstable.
Unstable.
Yes. Go right ahead.
Yep. And stable can all was also a place where Christ was born.
Okay, yeah, good point.
How about that? And then, you know, Butch, you were in Vietnam, correct?
Yeah, Vietnam, yeah, Thailand, all through there, yeah.
Yeah, I had three friends from high school that went over there, and you didn't know any better, friend, but, you know, 70,000 Americans died over there, and since the Revolutionary War, brother, we have been involved in 70 wars illegally, and you know Afghanistan, I have two friends that are over there.
Yeah.
We've spent $3 billion on the Afghanistan war, friend, Vietnam and North Korea and South Korea, and they are still fighting, right, friend?
Yep, that's it. That's very well. We've been snookered, Joe, so many times. I mean, if you're willing to read history, this little book I've been offering, The Great American Adventure, tells you things a lot of things I didn't even know. We've been snookered and suckered in so many different ways. It's just unbelievable. We are gullible people.
Yeah, because the Bible says there's many antichrists. There's millions, brothers and sisters. You know that, brother.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Armageddon is predicted in Revelation 16:16, and then also in Revelation 19:10, you know, that's where they said the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. It's been predicted by John 2,000 years ago.
Yep.
In Revelation 12:9, Revelation 20, verse 2, it says, God laid hold on the dragon, the serpent, the devil, and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. Now, that's spiritually, but today, when people are binding people spiritually, and the spiritual binding, which is probably more dangerous than physically bounding with handcuffs, correct?
Yep. This is, well... Brother, I'll tell you what, and we all fight battles every day in the spiritual side, in our hearts and minds. That's what we do. That's where we're with the devils of this world, so to speak. But too many people are bound by Satan and generational curses and everything else. And nobody today teaches those things. Nobody even believes they exist any longer. So it's just sad, but that's a fact.
The biggest problem in America, listeners, is pride, U.S. pride. You know, walking around saluting flags, that's all you see. I'm sorry, folks, it's time to get back to being humble. Yeah, I'll let you go on somebody else and call.
God, all right, good call. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. I do appreciate it. Thanks, call Dino. Let's go next to Brother Chris in Kentucky. Chris, how are you?
Butch, it's something, living in this wicked world, it's so much is going on. You know, I want to bring up the national ID, because it's already in your driver's licenses, what they're doing with that. They go to these, I think all 50 states have this, because the globalists, and of course our government's not serving us anymore. That is a facial recognition. It's admitted now, and guess what they're setting up? These quarantine centers are talking about doing that. They're not quarantine centers. They're the gulags. This is a roundup to the FEMA camps, Butch. It's coming.
Yes, it is.
You said this about the driver's license. How many years? It's here now.
It surely is. And the driver's license is a big part, but it's only one part of the picture. They've expanded that so far beyond that now that it's just hard to comprehend how we've all been lured into the snare. And we've all been lured into it. I fought the driver's license. Still haven't had a digital picture on the driver's license. But I fought it for years. That's just one aspect. We've all been suckered into it, Chris, with all manner of business license, marriage license, Social Security numbers. All these things are part of the beast. We know that. And we've been suckered into it piece by piece, just in incremental steps, and all of them are supposed to be for our good. And that's how we got done. And we were just suckered into it. That's all.
Yeah, it started after the inside job of 9/11. Because it's for everybody's safety. You have to have this facial recognition. It's your safety. It's to stop crime. No, this is an international New World Order global ID. That's not a U.S. driver's license. It's a global ID. That's what people don't understand.
It's a national ID card.
Absolutely. And another thing is, so many people are so comfortable with things of the world, they're out there saying everything's fine. Right now, it's okay. They get their entertainment. But when things happen, when the power goes out, cell phones go down, internet goes down, they're not going to know how to be uncomfortable and learn to handle when they're uncomfortable.
Absolutely not.
They're not going to know how to do it.
When the food supply keeps drying up as it has, and I'm just reading about Sri Lanka, a little island nation of about 21, 22 million people. They ran out of propane. Ran out of gasoline today. They ran out of food. People are actually running the rich people down the street, beating them up and taking everything they have. That's coming to America soon because people. If you think people will get upset, Chris, because they can't afford a new pair of shoes or something, they'll rob you for that. Wait till they're hungry. Wait till they're hungry.
Absolutely. And they're too comfortable with their internet, Netflix. And when that all goes down and you have no food, you're going to really feel it. Because you got to learn to take the courage, handle the being uncomfortable. My parents, my mother, and both my parents grew up in the Great Depression. They knew what it was. They guided me and were firm with us, raising us. Learn to be uncomfortable because things are going to hit in life. You're going to have to be uncomfortable with and learn to handle that.
Yeah, that's right.
God bless my mother on that. I miss her, Butch, but she was right.
Amen. All right, Chris. Anything else you want to say?
I just want to say that also I want to hats off to an inner city program I heard here in West Louisville that they are protesting a Planned Parenthood system that they want to build here. I don't know if it's going to be built here, but Governor Beshear wants it there. He's a tyrant. This guy's nothing but a tyrant. You're a baby killer, Governor Beshear. And I bless those sisters that they get protesters out there to say no to it. And if I can get through to that program, I'm going to mention this program over the airways.
Okay, sure, absolutely. I'm glad you did. And keep on mentioning it when we come back on again. Thanks, Chris, for the call. Thank you. I tell you what, I'm blessed to have some great people out there. And folks, the phone lines are open. I want you to fill the lines up. And I love to hear new callers. Don't be shy. If you listen to me for more than one night, you know I'm just an old hillbilly. I'm nobody, it's nobody special. I'm just a servant of Christ, doing my best. And if you disagree with what I'm saying, it's okay. I won't get mad at you. I've been married up 50 years. Do you know how many times my wife disagreed with me? So it's okay. Disagree with me. It's all right. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Lines open, talk to us, and I hope you would. But one thing we have to understand, folks, is as these things, these tribulations increase, and they're increasing, there's no point denying it. If your pastor not teaching what's going on, then shame on your pastor. But we must also, as not just as pastors and preachers and evangelists, but also as Christians, we have to not only warn our people and our friends and family, we have to encourage them too, to put their trust where the foundation really is, and that's in Christ and in His Word. You see, God cannot lie. Christ cannot lie. His Word is His Word. And I'm not going to consider 9 and 10 about which Bible I'm going to use, but I'll tell you right now, the 1611 King James Bible that I have proven over and over and over and over again against all comers to be the one that I'm going to trust. But that's just, I just told you that, do what you want. But I'll just say this, to put your trust in Christ and His Word and His promises will help you get through a lot of situations that you didn't think you could ever get through. I think right now, as I'm speaking about Pastor, our brother Arthur Pulaski up in Canada, who was put in solitary for 23 hours a day, for days, weeks on end. Nothing in my mind would be harder to control than your thoughts in solitary. But Christ enabled him to get through this and to come through it as a hero of Christ and as a leader of men in Christ. This is the God we serve. Folks, many people have been put into prison because of standing for the Word of God. I mean, there's no point going back in the Bible and talking about Paul and Silas and all them, Timothy and no. There's millions since then. But understand this. Our God, our Savior, is able to deliver you for what's coming. He really is. And you got to believe that, live that, and trust in that. Back at the break with more phone calls coming in. 844-769-2944. Satan's army's come to kill. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Many experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food cost, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph's Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code Butch.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Demand.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Get on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All right, folks, we're back and on the downhill half of the broadcast for the night. And if I would have known we were going to be by ourselves, I would have prepared a song for tonight. But I didn't know it was going to be that, so I don't have anything prepared. But I do like music once in a while. Don't forget to join us Saturday in our Bible study starting at 10:30 by going to PastorButch.com and going to the live stream or calling us on 339-209-5013. I mean, we're there for you to join us, folks. That's why we are there, only for that reason, to glorify our Father and maybe bless you. Let's go next to Ohio and talk to Gene. Gene, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch, and thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate your program. I'd like to cover three different topics real fast. Yes,
okay.
It used to be that they had regulations stating that only so many people and corporations could control the news media, the stations owned.
Right,
that's
right.
All changed. And the second one is the flag code law. Back in the 40s under FDR, there was a flag code law passed under his administration for the United States flag. People were being made to take the Pledge of Allegiance to the gold-trimmed flag, and that's illegal. Not only that, but on the TV, the gold-trimmed flag is in those courts of law. That's illegal.
Sure.
Only the U.S. flag must be present in all courts of law where our liberties are at stake and in question. And as a part of the court, that has to be present. That's a part of the setting of the court. The U.S. flag, not the gold trim flag. People were being fooled by that. And the third thing is Roe versus Wade. I don't know if others have noticed this or not, but since that occurred, the stories about our president and his son went off the news, at least on the stations I listened to. And I thought I'd pass that along, and thank you so much for taking my call, and bless you.
Oh, you're welcome. And that was a good point. Very good point, Gene. Thank you. Are you a first-time caller?
No, sir. I write letters to you. I buy books from you.
Well, I know, but have you called... Have you called on program before? Have you called on the radio show before or no? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm glad you're out there, man. Well, thank you so much for being there. You brought up a couple good points. I know that is a good point. I mean, what a way to camouflage that. Thank you, Gene. That's a good point. Thank you. Excellent. I tell you what, we have some really intelligent program out there. I mean, we really do. And my producer just sent me a text and said he can play a song for us by McCain Music. I think we're going to play it. It's one that I really like. It came out in the 80s, to give you an idea how old the song is. And it was relevant then. Wait till you how much you think it's relevant today. It's entitled Getting Used to the Dark. Now, y'all go ahead and call us in, folks. 844-769-2944. I want to hear from you. But let's play the McKay Music, Getting Used to the Dark.
Christian lives are wrecked by sin, and we blame it on the world we're in. We say there's nothing we can do. Instead of being a shining light, we're just doing right in our own eyes. As Christians, we're not doing our part. We're just getting used to the dark. We're getting used to the dark. We're getting used to the dark. The dark sins all around us, yet we don't think this world's really as bad as it seems. We just close our eyes to what's going on. We're not burdened for the sinner man. We'll give our brother a helping hand. It's time show the world a little spark instead of getting used to the dark. We're getting used to the dark. We're getting used to the dark. We're not praying to change any hearts. We're just getting used to the dark. We're getting east of the dark. We're getting east of the dark. We're not praying to change any hearts. We're just getting east of the dark. Getting east of the dark.
Wow, that was right on. That's it's a sad statement, but we have gotten used to the dark. And like it along goes along with something I mentioned tonight, the old preacher said that what you tolerate today will embrace tomorrow. You know, to walk in the light of Christ should not allow for any darkness in our lives. And to walk in the light of Christ as his people, we should have a greater influence on the darkness. Unfortunately, that most people, and I'm saying this humbly because I know I do too from time to time, those who say they're believers still want to walk in the dark sometimes. That means they want to walk in the gray areas where there's no black or white. They can compromise because it can go either way in society. And that's how we got to the point that the whole world's walking in the dark. If God's people have lost their saltiness, if God's people have lost their light, they are thenceforth good for nothing, but cast out and trodden under the foot of men. We're living in perilous times. Times are confusing times. I spoke to two or three, four people just in the last couple nights, actually last night today, young people. I talked to one young fella who has a child and one on the way with his fiance. They're not married. I talked to at least two ladies, young ladies, who had two children but never were married. The single moms. I hear this and I see this and I think the standards of what once we considered normal, a marriage, commitment to a spouse, and then children, is almost a forgotten thing. And it really breaks my heart to know that. But folks, it is what it is. Our world has gotten used to the dark because the church has compromised with the darkness. Let's go next. I think a new caller. Let's go to Les in Pennsylvania. Les, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am, Butch.
Are you new? Are you a first-time caller?
Yes, yes.
Well,
I've been listening to you
welcome.
For quite a few months. Yes, and you're quite a blessing. I just want to let you know that I enjoy listening to you every night. It's just, and I love some of the people you have on, and the callers that call in, I know sincere how they are. And
absolutely.
I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for what you do. You are a blessing.
Well, bless your heart saying that. It makes me feel good inside to know that we're helping somebody. Les, I'm just a servant just like you are, and I may have a different calling, but that's what we do. You do what you're called doing. I do what we're called doing. We bless each other. But folks like you out there that are listening are important because your prayers maintain us spiritually. I want you to know that.
Butch, it goes both ways, and I can tell by the sincerity in your voice every night. And I know last week you started doing some preaching, boy, and I like that. And you called yourself a hillbilly preacher, and I said, man, we need some more of you guys around.
Yeah.
We need the sincere men behind the pulpit, Butch. That's what's missing.
As I've said many times, Les, if you spend the week with me, you probably never speak to me again. You'll find I'm just a man. I make mistakes. I do stupid things. You know, I'm burping.
Hey,
everything
we
else.
Get along just fine then.
Yeah.
Yes,
but
we get along.
But I guess I've done okay. My wife put up with me for 50 years. So I guess I've been okay. She hadn't run me off yet, so I guess that's a good sign.
Well, you know, they always say, beside every good man's a better woman. So, you know,
yeah,
there you go.
I can't argue that. And prettier too.
Yeah. I can vouch for that on my side, too. I can vouch for that.
Well, now, Les,
I'll let you go. And
well, you don't be a stranger, okay? You call in once in a while. Say hi to us.
I will do that, and I do. I just enjoy listening to you guys, and I just love it. I just love it.
Well,
and
if you join us Saturday, if you join Saturday at Bible study, come and join some Bible study. Go online or listen on the phone line. Join some Bible study Saturday. Do you enjoy that?
I don't have a computer. I'm a backwoods boy myself, you know.
But if you got a phone, listen on the phone, you know, just dial the number and put it on speakerphone. You can hear us talking, and I'll be giving that number where you can
really?
Hang up and call in if you want to.
Sure.
Yeah,
write
this number down. You got a pen handy?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 339
Yes.
209-5013. We start 10:30 with prayer requests and testimonies, this type of thing. 11:30, I go into current events. And then at 1 o'clock, I'm going to do a teaching on peace, seeking peace, and we're going to discuss what's going on that in the people's minds today.
Oh man, I'll love to hear that. Well, thank
well,
you, Butch.
Just put it on speakerphone. You and the wife listen, and I'll give out a number from time to time. If you want to call and talk to me, you can hang up and call the number and talk to us. How's that?
Sounds great to me, Butch. And thank you very much. And God bless
you're
you.
You're welcome. I'll see you Saturday. Okay. Thanks for the call.
You
great
got me,
call.
Butch. Bye.
Bye-bye, buddy. Well, praise God. No credit to me except the servant, but praise God. And folks, the line's open, 844-769-2944. Any more new callers out there? Anyone who's been listening for a day, a month, 10 years, whatever, want to call and say hi to us, do so. Don't be shy. All we do is take your first name and state you're from. It's probably more than one person in your state by your name, so you should be covered, okay? We don't ask for anything else than that. 844-769-2944. And if you don't want to give your name and location, you don't have to do that either. I mean, you know, this isn't Inquisition. This is me asking for calls to come in and talk to us. Let's talk to our brother Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Yeah, you're right. This is Daryl Eberhardt in southwest central Pennsylvania. And I know you're an old military veteran just like me, because you're even a few days older than me. But anyway, I'm going to bring up a very touchy,
you know, that's
sensitive
wrong
topic right now. Huh?
You know that's wrong. You're older than I am.
Just a little bit. I'm plowing just a little bit ahead of you, but I'm going to bring up a very touchy, sensitive topic right now, and I know you're a brave man, and you're not afraid of tough topics, and I'm sure that you'll let me speak my mind, since I will not be naming anybody's name, so don't worry, I'm not going to pick on anybody particular. I grew up attending a very liberal Methodist church in southwest central Pennsylvania. After leaving the military after 20 years, I attended an independent fundamental church in southwest central Pennsylvania, which later became an independent Baptist church. I had left that church many years ago because they preached and taught a pre-tribulation rapture. They even had it wrote into their bylaws, and they were a 501c3 incorporated entity, and I talked to the preacher about it, and I talked to the deacons about it, and they goes, Daryl, don't worry about the New World Order, and don't worry about any of these other things. You just, we'll take care of your thinking for you. Anyway, less than 10 years ago, I
want to say one thing, Daryl. I want to say one thing.
Sure.
You're not worried about it. You're trying to expose it to people. You're not worrying about it. That's just because we talk about it. We're not worried. We're trying to warn the people. That's our job, isn't it?
Oh, but they told me, Daryl, you don't need to worry about the Antichrist. Don't be looking for the Antichrist. We're not looking for the Antichrist. We're not going to be here when he comes.
Oh, my.
That's what they told me. The deacons, the Sunday school teachers.
I know.
The guy that I really liked and prayed together with told me that. Anyway, less than 10 years ago, I attended a charismatic church in southwest central Pennsylvania because I had liked the guy. He was a motorcyclist like I was. Anyway, where they participated in such what I will call charismatic shenanigans, such as being slain in the spirit, babbling in unintelligible, not understandable baby talk, angel tongues, talking about their latest dreams and visions, seeking after signs and wonders, etc., etc. Didn't the Lord Jesus have some tough words to say about folks who were always looking for a sign, always looking for a one? He says, you're always looking for a sign. I think he kind of wanted us to more read the Bible. Anyway, we do not need 40 million false prophecies, dreams and visions, etc., but rather we need to be obedient to God's plain and clear commandments in the old King James Bible instead of looking for dreams and visions to back up Scripture. Why don't we search the Scripture for Scripture that backs up Scripture? Shouldn't we rather be defending the helpless? Hey, Gary Roby, I know you'll appreciate this. Shouldn't we rather be defending the helpless, the widow, the preborn, and the orphan, etc., as we are commanded? As we are commanded in the Holy Bible, in Isaiah 1:17, Psalm 82:3, 4, Proverbs 24:11 and 12, and Proverbs 31:8 and 9. So I don't know. I'll just close it off with that, Pastor Butch. Thank you for letting me say my piece.
I feel strongly
about this issue, and I'd like to hear what you have to say about it.
Well, I want to ask you a question, if you don't mind, too. You know we do Bible study in current events, and we also have taught prophecy lessons, so to speak, from the New Testament and Old Testament on what's happening in the world today. We've taught that. You've heard us, haven't you?
Yes, and you do a very good job of tying in current events with what the Bible says, and that's what we ought to do. We ought to be checking out current events against what the Bible says. And
that's the whole point.
I have a strong feeling about that.
That's the whole point, you know, and I'm saying this humbly because it isn't me. It's been a gift I've been given. It's not me. I'm not super intelligent. I'm just Pastor Butch Paul. But you know, we try our best to get the word out by taking current events and going to Scripture to back up what we're saying and teach what this Scripture means. For example, the mark. We're seeing more things all the time come together and how that's our whole system of work and the beast system. But you're right, Daryl. I know this for a fact. People go, and I had nothing wrong with a song and a shout. I'm all for that. I love feeling the Spirit on me, and I get the shout a little bit, and haven't got to do it for a long time, or sometimes I would just jump down with the joy in my heart. But I do like that. But that's the icing on the cake. We need meat, don't we?
We need, the Bible says we're not just supposed to live on milk. We're supposed to live on the meat of the Word. I just wish, Pastor Butch, that some people could have sometime in their life sat down like I did till 2 or 3 a.m. with people who had fled the Soviet Union, had fled the Eastern Bloc countries, and watched the tears flow from their eyes as they told about how socialism and communism worked every single place that it went, and how they were wondering, is my husband still alive? Is my dad still alive? Is my mother? I know they were being tortured brutally in communist stinking labor camps, concentration camps, and these people, the tears would flow, and I'd say it would be better if I knew my husband, my wife, my mother was dead, than to know that she might still be alive being brutalized, tortured, as they always do in every one of those single countries where they take over. And so people like Richard Wurmbrand and that tried to warn people what communism always does where it takes over, always does, not just sometimes, always does. If they think that that's the solution to life, to have socialism and communism, they better do a little bit of research and reading up, Pastor Butch, about what happened in every single country where those people took over.
Amen. And you know that I'm sure they told you that America is heading down that road very quickly.
We're well on the way, Pastor Butch. And thank you for taking my call. And I'm thanking you for having the courage to speak out. And people, pray for the people that are risking their lives, like Gary Robey and his friend and his wife, Donna, that go out and protest against baby murder. And pray for the pastors that have the guts. And there's very, you can probably count them on about one or two hands in the whole country that are telling the truth. So thank you for telling the truth, Pastor Butch.
You're welcome, Daryl. Thanks for being here.
By getting some of the good stuff he has, like his book, The Grand Design Exposed. God bless you, Pastor Butch.
Thank you so much. Thank you, folks. And by the way, I'm going to do this. I hope I don't get fussed at by the staff here, but I've written six little books, but the last three are written, Volume 1, Volume 2, and Volume 3, of Words of Wisdom from God's Word. There's three volumes. They're little books. We generally sell them separately, but I'm going to make an offer if anybody wants to take me up on it. And I want to do this because eventually I'm going to put them all in one book anyway. But all three volumes of this book, if you want to get them for somebody for a gift, and not because I wrote them, please, I'm just a servant here. If you get these books and you don't like them, send them back, I'll send the money back to you. No, you don't even send them back. Just say I don't like them and I'll send your money back to you. All three of the books I've written for $15, all three of them, Volume 1, Volume 2, and Volume 3, Words of Wisdom Instruction from God's Word. All three volumes, $15. And I'm going to put them all in one volume when these are all gone. So all three of my books that I've written, the last three I've written, I think six so far. They're not huge books, but they're all available if you want them. Blow the Trumpet and Zion, Death Mask on America was the first book, a little book I've written. But all three, my last three volumes, for $15. How's that? And if you would like to, if you don't have them, you'd like to have them or give them as a gift if you think it's worthwhile, I'll send you all the books I've written. I think there's six of them, and I'm not real sure. maybe five, maybe seven, but I'm going to say six. If you're interested in all those books, if you want them, if you would like to have them and give them to somebody, how about $35 for all of them? How would that go? All of them. Sent to you, postage paid. And if you like the books, share them. If not, tell me you don't like them. And if you want money back, I'll give it to you. But I think all of them, especially the last three, are good because they're based on the Word and on history. I take historical facts to prove what I'm saying. I don't just say this is what's happened. I will take you to reference and tell you where it happened, how it happened. One of the books written, one of them is Patriotic Idolatry. We are patriotic idolaters, even those who go to church still worship this nation and pledge allegiance to this nation and not to God. A nation that's for 50 years has slaughtered its children, perverted its sons and daughters in public schools, I will not pledge allegiance to. My allegiance is to Christ, His Word, and His glory. But if you want the last three books, you write to me, let me know, $15. If you want all six of them, if you don't mind, let's just say 35, because some of them a little bigger and a little more expensive to print. So how about if you want them, call me at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 tomorrow. If you want to use a credit card, debit card, you do that. We'll write down, and they'll ship out next week when Crystal's back. I can't do the shipping and everything else here tomorrow in the office, so you feel free to call and order them if you want. I promise you'll get them. If you want to write a check, you call tomorrow and get our address, and you can write a check. And don't forget, if you want to help us also, you can order them online by going to our website, PastorButch.com, and go in Donor Box and donate that way and say, send me the books you mentioned or whatever you want to do. You'll find our catalog online also. If you want to look online, check it out. The Minuteman Mall, we'll call it. So it's all on there at PastorButch.com. I don't plug that very often because I don't like taking time to plug the things. But folks, they are important. We wouldn't have them on there. So Donor Box is available if you want to help us pay the bills here. We sure appreciate it very much. It's been a slow month. We'd appreciate it. But mostly pray for us. And please pray for me that I will understand the Word of God more and get more wisdom. I know His will even clearer for my life, folks. I am not overly intelligent or overly, I guess you say, work brick already. I guess all mankind are at their core basically lazy, but I want to grow in Christ. I want to know the truth. I want to glorify Him. And I make a lot of mistakes along the way, folks. But pray for me, please. And if you need prayer from us, you let us know. We'll pray for you. But let's stand together at this. And call us now tomorrow and share your thoughts with us. Talk to us a little while. If I have to go, please don't think I'm being rude, but sometimes I get 3-4 calls backing up at one time. And I don't want to not talk to any of you. I'd like to give you everybody at least a minute or two, okay? We love you. Have a wonderful night. See you in the office tomorrow. Good night.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.